At least seven suspected terrorists are in custody in Pakistan today, arrested in Karachi for their alleged involvement in a car bombing last May in the port city that left 11 French engineers and three Pakistanis dead. Also seized were several militants accused of plotting to kill Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf. Pakistani officials have described the militants as among the country's most wanted terrorists. New York Times reporter David Rode is in Islamabad, Pakistan's capital. David, tell us more about these seven men.
They are, according to the Pakistanis, people they've been looking for quite some time. And there's some confusion here. The Interior Minister has just told a group of reporters here that they are also involved in a bombing outside the United States consulate in Karachi in June. That killed 12 people, all Pakistanis. It's very unclear here. There's many links between these groups, and it's there's conflicting reports from police, but they do appear to be making some headway here.
And what has led to this latest burst of arrests?
Again, it depends on who you talk to. American law enforcement officials say they gave the Pakistanis tips that led to some arrests of senior al-Qaeda officials last week. Information from that appears to have led to the arrests of these Pakistanis. The Pakistanis here insist they're developing the information on their own. The main thing is that there appear to be large groups of militants, both Pakistanis and al-Qaeda members, active in Karachi, which is something that people have feared here for a long time.
What about this plot to assassinate President Musharraf?
Police in Karachi, you know, we've been told today, were speculating. They found rocket-propelled grenades and some anti-tank weapons with this group of seven men that was arrested yesterday. Those weapons were near the route that the General Musharraf's motorcade took on Tuesday in Karachi. They speculated that maybe they were preparing to fire them at the general's motorcade. The Interior Minister here today said that it's not clear they were planning to attempt and make another assassination attempt on the president, but he said there definitely was a plot to try to kill the president in April. That didn't work. The car bomb did not go off in April, and that same car bomb was used to bomb the American consulate in June.
But are they saying there was or was not a plot to try to kill Mr. Musharraf in the next week?
It's unclear. Karachi police are saying there was. The Interior Minister is being more cautious and saying no, that there's no definite proof. You know, I think it's safe to say, though, that these groups are active here, and there's tremendous animosity towards General Musharraf for the crackdown he's launched here.
Pakistan has been moving aggressively against Islamist militants in recent weeks. Is this due to pressure by the United States, or are there other reasons?
I think that there's a real feeling here that al-Qaeda militants, the foreigners, and that some elements of the Pakistani militants are completely opposed to this government and do want to kill General Musharraf. I think there are other militants who are involved in backing an insurgency that in Indian-held Kashmir that are not being cracked down on the government here. I think they've kind of divided the groups into two things. So al-Qaeda and certain militants, yes, it's a very aggressive crackdown by the government.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
New York Times reporter David Rode in Islamabad, Pakistan.